Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and this is today's Minute for Men. Having received this punishment, we find Father Adam being put out of the perfect garden he ruled. He was now in what we call today the real world. And his real world was a fallen one in which he and Eve would have hard times ahead. But surely Adam must have done some good things for which he can be remembered. I want to close our study of the first man with comments to that end. Now, when interpreting Scripture, we must be very careful not to read into it more than the Holy Spirit intended. That said, and while there's little else said about Adam, we note a couple of things, not explicitly stated, but certainly implied. He remained with Eve throughout the good and the bad and had a family. No other wives were mentioned, and they were married hundreds of years. In chapter 4, we find his sons, Cain and Abel, bringing offerings to God. My dear brothers, faithfulness in marriage and teaching our children to worship God, these are lessons we can all live with. I would love for you to have a free e-copy of my book, All Men Are Desperate, Whether They Admit It or Not. To obtain one and get other content to help you in your walk with the Lord, go to DesperateMen.org. That's DesperateMen.org.